The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, and ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and here's what's on tap for tonight. Yes, we have all of your questions, everything from Chicago pizza to the direction of the Republican Party. We're going to talk about more Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum stuff, Google working hand in hand with the FBI, what that means to you. I may be applying for a totally different job as rat killer of New York City. I'll talk about that in a few. The legalization of weed, the devil's lettuce. Is this inevitable? Elon Musk, California's turning pedophiles loose. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I do want to begin here. And this is not exactly something you're going to find shocking. You listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sure you wake up in the morning, you dig through news, you see who's who, you see what's what. But there is something we have to understand. We have to understand that the leaders of our society, they're not somehow less tyrannical or less evil than past dictators that you and I look down our nose at, right? When I say dictator, who are you thinking of immediately? You're thinking Stalin, Hitler, Mao, all these guys who took over a country and then just started killing all kinds of people and doing these horrible things, and you make a mistake and I make a mistake. Well, I don't know if you make it, but I know I make it. When I read about these stories, or I'll sit down and I'll watch a documentary about these stories, and you're reading about Mao, you know, killing 40 million of his own people, starving them to death, and knowing they were starving, not caring. You read about Stalin with the Holodomor in Ukraine, Stalin taking over Ukraine and purposely starving millions, families, dogs eating people in the streets. It doesn't seem real, one, and two, when you read about it, you think to yourself, or at least I should say, let's make it about me. I think to myself, man, they had demons back then. Man, they had really, really evil people back then. I always talk about it in the past tense. Man, back then, they were really bad, with kind of an unspoken, just glad those kind of people aren't around today, right? Maybe you do this too. I know I do. I do it subconsciously. But I'm wrong. I'm dead wrong. It is a hard, hard pill to swallow when you accept that there are people within your own government who are every bit as evil and murderous as people who have come in past countries, people who have come before. Now, the only difference is they haven't yet had the opportunity to murder 50 million people like Mao. You know, what, 30 million like Hitler? Stalin, the numbers disputed. I mean, all these numbers are disputed when you get in the millions, 40, 50 million. Our leaders, many, many, many of our leaders, not just politicians, but the leaders of our society, they're just as bad. They just haven't had the opportunity yet. That's really all there is to it. Opportunity is everything. They just haven't had the opportunity yet. I'm going to play for you something. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. But you know, we've talked extensively about Elon Musk and taking over Twitter and why, whether you're on it or not, most people are not. You're probably not on Twitter, but it is the way so many people communicate and share news today. It's a real, real public square type place. And he took it over and he simply said, hey, everybody let it go. I'm going to play for you something you probably haven't heard yet, but I want you to understand the person behind this. Her name is Senator Elizabeth Warren. You know, the one who wrote Indian recipes for Pow Wow Chow. Please understand, when you hear this person talk, if she was able to, if she could pull it off, she'd be every bit of what Mao was.
Do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work.
How should it work, Elizabeth? Hey, Liz, I don't want to interrupt your squaw time. How should it work? I mean, if he shouldn't, who should? You know what? Let's just pause on that for a moment. Let's go to John Kirby, White House spokesman. He was the Pentagon spokesman, but then they brought him in to try to help out press secretary because Corinne Diversity Hire clearly can't handle the job her own. This is a little bit long, but I want you to listen to this. And I want you to know, under all the fluffy words and nice-sounding things, this is a tyrant who would throw you in a dungeon for what you say to your friends.
We want the individual citizens, no matter what government they live under, to be able to communicate freely and openly, transparently and reliably. And we've made that clear with respect to Iran, and we certainly continue to make that clear here with respect to China.
But have you made that clear to Apple?
Apple's a private company, Martha. They have to make decisions, and they have to speak for those decisions. But here at the White House, here...
Okay, let's just pause here for a moment. He's asked about Apple. Remember, Apple has, well, here's some stuff. Here's Tim Cook. The boys printed it out for me. Tim Cook is the head of Apple. He's asked by Hillary Vaughn, hi, Mr. Cook, do you support the Chinese people's right to protest? He doesn't answer. Then she asks him, I mean, he's dead silent. Then she asks him, do you have any reaction to the factory workers that were beaten and detained for protesting COVID lockdowns? Doesn't answer. Then she asks him the money question. Do you regret restricting airdrop access that protesters use to evade surveillance from Chinese government? Doesn't answer. And let me clear this up for people who may be confused. And you, as you well know, I'm not the tech expert. Airdrop is whenever you have an iPhone, if you open it up and let's say you have a picture and someone else, let's say Jewish producer Chris has an iPhone and I have a hilarious meme like we share back and forth all the time and I want to send it to Chris, but I don't want to text it to him or email it to him, I can just boop, hit the airdrop and it'll appear on his phone. Well, what that does is it bypasses things like cell phone towers in ways that you can restrict it. It's just a direct phone-to-phone thing between me and Chris. Does that make sense? So what happened was protesters in China
we're getting around China's super surveillance system by airdropping things to each other. Hey, let's just phone-to-phone airdrop it so we don't have to route through the cell tower. Apple steps in and shuts it down on them. So when asked about that, John Kirby said, hey, it's a private company. What's hey, no big deal. It's a private company. Anyway, he goes
on. Administration, we want to see that individual citizens, whether they're protesting or not, are able to communicate freely and openly.
But why not say something to Apple? Because we were just told the other day that the White House is keeping an eye on Elon Musk and Twitter. So why would you say that from the podium? You didn't say it, but Karine Jean-Pierre said it, and not call Apple out for helping the Chinese government to suppress their own people's ability to communicate.
Again, I think we've been very clear and consistent on this, certainly publicly. We've been very open about our desires to be able to see citizens communicate. And you know, Apple, if this is a decision that they're making, then they should have to speak to that. But we aren't in the business of telling private companies how to execute their initiatives.
Yeah, but Twitter's a private company, too. So why is Twitter getting one treatment and Apple's getting another is my question.
Well, these are completely two different circumstances. You're talking about the...
Two different circumstances. And I think it's important right now, because you look at John Kirby, that big goof, and you don't think about Mao. You're not thinking about Hitler when you look at John Kirby. Just a goof. Okay, a bit of a liar, but just a goof. That's what you think to yourself. But man, is that us once again shortchanging what the problem really is. So what are the two different circumstances, John, between China and Apple? And what's going on at Twitter? Well, allow me to put a pretty fine point on it for you. The point is this. John Kirby and the elites, the people who run the United States of America, fully agree with and support China smashing their citizens into dust for attempting to be free. And they stand firmly against Twitter allowing you to speak freely in any possible way, because the people who lead the government of the United States of America are every bit as murderous and evil as any dictator who has ever walked the face of the planet. They just haven't had the same opportunities yet. That make you uncomfortable? I don't give a crap. It's true. All these people would lock you up and murder you without hesitation if they thought they could get away with it. You keep that in mind. And you keep it in mind as they continue to destroy your dollar, too, on purpose, and go to the digital dollar. We've been talking a lot about digital dollar. Wait till I read you what I'm about to read you with the FBI working with Google. Then you'll be falling out of your chair about the digital dollar. Then we'll get to ask Dr. Jesse questions. Jesse, what do I do? What do I do when they go to the digital dollar? Because remember, the New York Fed is going that way. Well, that dollar bill in your pocket's worth nothing. Buy precious metals. Gold and silver. Gold and silver. If I were to hand you a bag full of gold coins and put you in a time machine and send you back 2,000 years, you understand that you would be able to purchase goods and services 5,000 years ago. Here's a gold coin. And if I were to put you in that same time machine and fast forward you 5,000 years in the future, you could also purchase goods and services, digital dollar or not. Oxford Gold Group delivers gold to your front door. Gold coins to your front door. Gold you can hold. Gold they can't digitize. Make a phone call. Call 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. Get some gold in your hands before they digitize your dollar. 833-995-GOLD. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, possibly my last broadcast ever. It is the last broadcast of the week because I have to go be on Timcast's show tomorrow. So if you're wanting your fix tomorrow, you have to go watch Timcast. It's free to watch it. I think it's on YouTube, right? It's on YouTube. Go watch Timcast. I'll be on tomorrow night, Timcast. I think it's a show is like 2 hours long. So I'll be dumping everything on there. Plus, this may be my last broadcast ever. You see, I'm looking at a headline right here. Director of Rodent Mitigation could make more than $120,000 to eradicate New York City's rat problem. And we've already talked about this on the show. how I have such a simple, cheap plan, a plan that apparently other cities have used, cities like Chicago. I'm going to turn the cats loose on the rats. And listen to this. Look, we'll get back to the evil people in a second. I need to talk about the New York City rats for a second because they're famously huge and they're famously everywhere. So when I said this last time that I was going to introduce a bunch of cats because they're natural born killers, I was going to introduce a bunch of cats and solve the rat problem. I got a bunch of cat people emailing me in, Jesse, don't hurt the cats like that. Jesse, don't hurt the cats like that. Listen. I don't want your cat hurt, all right? But part of the softening of society, part of the softening of American society is this. It's the censorship of what animals do to each other. I remember I was a kid. This seems like a weird like sidetrack I'm taking. That's because it is a weird sidetrack, and I want to take a break from the evil dictator stuff. Anyway, when I was a kid, I used to watch all these nature shows with my dad, Marty Stauffer, and all these shows. And I'd watch, you know, you'd go out, the lions on the prairie. And it used to drive me up the wall that you'd see this pack of lions and they're chasing this Cape buffalo. And oh my goodness, they finally got him broken away from the pack. And then just as the lions are leaping on him, beep, they cut away from it. And then maybe they'll cut back to some distant shot where you see the lions eating it. Why don't I get to see the lions killing the Cape buffalo? You're softening society by hiding the truth from them. I have long hated zoos. I'm not even one of these animal rights freaks. I just, when I go see a lion in a cage, I say to myself, that lion shouldn't be in a cage, man. That lion should be out on the prairie. I don't enjoy zoos. But if we're going to have zoos and we're going to force people, they're going to force all these animals into these tiny little cages, like the Bronx Zoo, why not let them fight? Then we can see. Chris agrees with me. Look, we got a lion enclosure. The poor freaking lions are stuck in there. Why don't we turn one of the gazelles loose in there and just let the kitties wake up? See, Johnny? That's what happens when he goes for the throat. I think this is a great what, Chris? I think this will be popular. I think it'll be wildly popular. All right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. It will be good for people to watch cat versus rat fights. Tell me that wouldn't be entertaining. Plus then, I mean, maybe you'll stop doing heroin for 20 minutes and then we can entertain you with something beyond injecting heroin in between your toes. Look, I have a plan, Chris. I have a plan. Hey, New York, call me. We have our Chris, we have connections at the great 710 WOR. I guarantee Tom Cuddy, who runs that stage, I bet you he runs the town. I guarantee Tom has the mayor on speed dial. Tom, text me after the show, all right? I have ideas. All right, back to the evil people who currently run the world. Remember this little clip from Klaus Schwab?
China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. In the first three quarters of 2021, China's economy grew by over 9%. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
Just a reminder, that's Klaus Schwab. He's the head of the World Economic Forum, and he has every world leader from Joe Biden to Xi Jinping on speed dial. When he calls, they answer. I can't explain the extent of his influence. His influence goes all the way back to Kissinger. Did you know that? Did you know that his father, did you know that he was born in Germany in 1938 and his father was a Nazi? Did you know that? Did you know that Klaus Schwab has a bust of Vladimir Lenin on his shelf? Did you know he went to Harvard? Did you know he sat on so many boards? Did you know that he has been a big champion of reducing the Earth's population since the 1970s? Also, it's kind of weird. Not only is he a big guy when it comes to reducing population, he was also a big guy about pushing vaccine on everybody. Huh. That is weird. I'm sure that's a coincidence. Anyway, we'll come back to that here in just a moment. Before I continue, speaking of the guy shooting heroin in between his toes as you walk down the streets, mental health problems, violence, It's real. Some dude woke up today. I believe it was in Brooklyn, if I remember right. I don't remember. No. I think it was Bronx. Woke up today. They found the guy laying there with a knife in his chest. There are evil, dangerous people afoot everywhere. Everywhere you go. Get a hero gun. Make sure your loved one has a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They hit, it hurts, and then it explodes, and then you really hurt. Or get a hero arrow. I love this thing. It's a little bit smaller, more aerodynamic, easier for women to fit in a purse. Shoots a double-barrel gel blast, and even has a button with this ear-piercing siren on it. That alone can save your life. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. That gets you a special discount. You don't need a concealed carry permit, okay? State restrictions may apply. Back to their monitoring.
When you say that you're going to be monitoring some of the speech on there, if you see something that you don't like, would you try to shut Twitter down?
So look, you know, when you talk about monitoring, you know, it is, I hate to break it to you, Peter, just like everybody else, we very much monitor the news. We pay close attention to everything that you all are reporting, and Twitter's in the news a lot. And so that's what we're paying attention to. We're paying attention to what is in the news and what is being reported on the misinformation that's out there.
Mm-hmm. Without hesitation, Corinne Jean-Pierre.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Air would send a division of Marines into Twitter's headquarters and have everybody in there arrested and Elon Musk thrown in a gulag if she could. Remember that. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats. We're live. Email during the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Police robots are going to start killing people. That's actually kind of cool. We'll get to that in like a half hour from now. We're going to get to the legalization of weed in about 10 minutes from now. I need to do some Ask Dr. Jesse questions first, though, because we're like a half hour into the show. I haven't done any. Before we do that, I want to play for you one more thing. Tim Cook at Apple. Tim Cook, I read you some of the audio, but, well, listen to Tim Cook.
China's done an unbelievable job of lifting people out of poverty. They've done an incredible job, I mean, far beyond what any country has done. We were talking about mid-90s to today. The biggest change is the number of people that have been pulled out of poverty, by far. And we should all applaud that. And we should all feel good about it. And so there are, in the environmental leadership today is very clear, and it aligns completely with Apple's values.
The Chinese environmental leaders,
yes,
government.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very fixated on doing the right things to avert climate change. And this is something that means a lot to us as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. And so what we always try to do is find the areas where you can work together, find the areas of commonality, and then the things that you disagree with.
That's one of the largest companies in the United States of America, Apple, openly admitting on camera that they are fully in bed with the Chi-Coms. How in the world do we allow ourselves to get here? How? What a disgrace. All right. Dear Mr. Four-Day Work Week, you know, that's not very nice. I have things I have to do for work. Sometimes that means I have to fly certain. I can't fly back to Washington, D.C. and be on Tim Pool's show and do a radio show. Do you want me to do a radio show from midair? How do you think that would sound from midair? The person beside me be snoring. I'd probably have one of the harpy stewardesses now. And let me pause on this for just a moment. And I realize this will be offensive. And you have to realize, I don't care if it's offensive. America was a better place when all the stewardesses were chicks and not dudes and not just chicks. They hired dimes to be there. You know, even when I was a kid, when you flew, there were dimes who walked around with a smile on their face. And maybe you're saying right now, Jesse, that's misogynistic. Jesse, that's sexist. Jesse, you're objectifying people. I don't care how you want to put it. The truth is, as I have explained 1,000 times over, and remember this, ladies, women have, I have always believed this, have a unique gift to set the mood of a room. A woman can, for better or worse, set the mood of a room. Why do you think, if you ever see one of those fancy cocktail parties, a fancy cocktail party, everyone's in a suit and tie, and yet they have waitresses walking around. What do they all look like? Supermodels. Why do you think at the local sports pub they hire the pretty young 20-year-old every single time? Why do you think that is? Why do you think on Wheel of Fortune? Why do you think Vanna White has been there just turning heads for, I don't know, 80 years on that daggone show? Why do you think that is? It brightens the mood of everybody. And why do you think everyone, every person alive, why do you think they all hate to be around feminists? Even other feminists despise being around feminists. Why do you think that is? Because nobody wants to be around the bitter hag with her crew cut bringing everybody down. Start being more, start discrimination again, airlines, okay? No, dudes, you don't apply. Dudes, gone. We are hiring dimes and dimes only from now on to be the stewardesses on the flight. And one more thing on this, as long as I'm going on a rant here. Stop emailing me and telling me they're called flight attendants now. No, they're stewardesses. They have always been stewardesses. You do not get to change the language on me to be as least as what am I looking for? Less offensive, least offensive to as politically correct. Well, that's not the word I was trying for, Chris, but I'm upset, so I can't find the word. No, you're not going to change the language on me. They're stewardesses, and stewardesses should be dimes, because flying sucks bad enough. But you know what we have now? Here's what we have now. We have a bunch of dudes. Many of them clearly are big fans of Pete Buttigieg. That's one. Or two, we have a bunch of chicks who are not there to be of service, service with a smile. Hey, can I get you some extra peanuts? Oh, I see you're flying with your son. Can I get you some of the little wings? Would you like to meet the pilot? No. Instead, as you saw during COVID, you have a bunch of control freak harpies who are just there to be mean to everybody. So, if I was to do the show from midair, which I would have to do, you would eventually probably hear me getting in some sort of a verbal altercation with somebody. What, Chris? Chris, that's a good point. That's why we need a private jet. Can we get a hold of the suits and explain this to them? Hey, Chris, the suits made the horrific mistake of giving us a corporate credit card. Do we know what the limits are on the credit card? What? I can't ask questions. I can't. You think the private jet might be too much? There are cards out there like that. I've heard there are cards. I think Visa has one. American Express has one. I think there's an American Express Black or a Visa Black card. I'm not making this up, dude. I don't think there's a limit. Like, if you're super rich, how is that possible? I don't know. Who even knows how rich you have to be to even get the card or what they charge for the card? Chris, we need to look this up during the break. I don't even know how rich you have to be, but think how sweet it would be if you were just so full of cash, you just walk into... Are there private jet dealerships? There's got to be dealerships. Let's assume there are dealerships. What if you just could walk into a private jet dealership and just... You know, I'll take that fancy one over there. Hang on, let me pull out my card. Beep! That would be sweet. That's never going to happen for us, is it? That sucks. You know what? I'm down. I need some help.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
I tell you, that flight we just took back from Ohio. We get on the flight. It was some brutally early flight, something like 5:30 a.m., something like that. So everyone's a little crabby pants in the morning. I'm actually more of a morning person, so I'm not that bad. But I'm aware that everyone around me is tired and grouchy and just wants the flight to get on the way. So we get on the plane, and this poor dude sitting beside me, his seat is broken. It's stuck permanently reclined, which there are worse things in the world. But he tells the stewardess, not flight attendant, the stewardess tells the stewardess that his seat is broken and it's reclined. They shut the plane down and have to call a special maintenance company to come fix the seat before they will all, oh, Chris, I'm not making this up, before they will even allow takeoff. And the poor guy then feels like crap because everyone's looking at him like, thanks a lot, jerk. And he's trying to wave him down. He says, no, just take off. Don't delay the whole flight for the seat. I just wanted to let you know. This would have never happened in the older America, Chris. And you know what would have happened? If we'd have had to, even if it did happen in Order America, you would have had a crew of dimes bringing people cocktails and stuff like that. I'm sorry about the seat. May I please bring you a Bloody Mary, sir? And I would have said, yes, ma'am, you may. That whole thing went to crap. All right, we're going to talk about the legalization of marijuana and some ESG stuff. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. As you'll see, there's like 2,000 of those now because we've been doing this forever. It's the stupidest, funniest thing we've ever done on the show. And I say that as someone who has done many, many stupid things on the air. This might be my favorite. Yes, they cannabis. That's a weird headline, New York Post. Hordes of illegal shops, some selling tainted pot, invade New York City. There are likely tens of thousands of illicit cannabis businesses currently operating out of bodegas, smoke shops, and other storefronts. Or as Jill Biden would call it, bodegas. Well, you know, her and I, we blah a little bit.
Buenas tardes.
Now, this is actually, I don't think this is something I've ever tackled on the show at all. Marijuana legalization. And I should probably explain why. I've never really talked about it because I view it as being inevitable. There are some things, whether you like them or whether you hate them, it's very clear that culture is going a specific way. And I've warned about this for the longest time, especially during COVID. Like New York's actually a great example. New York was horrific during COVID. Absolutely stupid during COVID. Shutting things down, locking things down. Well, remember, states can't just print money like the federal government can. The federal government's insane, so they print all their own money. States don't have that option. States have to make a budget. States, they have a balance sheet. Profits, losses. If states have shortfalls, they have to raise taxes and fees and bonds. States need the money. States have to attempt to balance the books. I know states carry a bunch of debt, but states have to attempt to balance the books. And when you're an idiot and you're taxing every business and regulating every business out of the state and you're shutting businesses down during COVID, well, that balance sheet, that profit loss sheet is looking bad. It's looking really bad. It's looking worse and worse and worse and worse and worse as you go along. And it's very clear at this point in time that this country does a lot of drugs. Now, look, the legal and illegal drugs, the number of prescriptions in this country, the percentage of our country that's on some sort of psychological, it's crazy. It's insane, the numbers out there. And I'm not judging you if you are. I'm not your doctor. I'm not in charge of you at all. I can argue those things have a place in society, but also argue they really should not have taken over every bit of the society, and they clearly have. We've just become a pill mill. So America, as most late-stage empires do, America is becoming more and more drug and alcohol dependent. And so pot use is very clearly going up as well. This is what it is. The devil's lettuce, Chris. The reason I haven't really talked about it much is it's obvious that even red states, they're going to start legalizing it as simply a form of revenue. That's what they're doing. It's just a form of revenue. You probably haven't seen, but out in California, they legalized it. Now that I'm sure you know, but what you may not know is this. I have a friend who has pot farms in California. Not making that up. He lives in Texas. Michael. He lives in California. He lives in Texas, but he's an investor in pot farms in California. I was a little shocked at this guy. If you knew this guy, you would be shocked. We talk all the time about stuff. Oh, Chris, he's very buttoned up. Very buttoned up. Specializes in corporations and brokerage and stuff like that. He's just one of these guys. We were talking about it, and he said, "Well, I've got a bunch of these marijuana farms." And I said, "I'm, I'm sorry, Pablo Escobar. I didn't realize who I was talking to. But no, he has a bunch of these things. And so we were talking about it one night. I was fascinated about the business aspect of it. And he said, look, what's happening is it became such a huge moneymaker for California that California just started taxing the living daylights out of it. And now what they've done is they've taxed the legal stuff so much that all the illegal stuff is popping back up again because it's a fraction of the cost of the legal stuff. I've never really talked about the issue much because whether you love it or hate it, or I love it or hate it, it's just something that's coming. It is coming. And in 20 years from now, 30 years from now, I bet it'll be in 40 states, if not 50 states. It's one of those things that's coming. When you get a late stage republic like we are, late stage empire, and things start to crumble, things start to fall apart, you have to find new sources of revenue. And oftentimes those new sources of revenue are not necessarily good, but you beggars can't be choosers, is the old saying, right? When the budget shortfall is there, the budget shortfall is there, and you got to fix that daggone budget shortfall. It's a problem. Now, speaking of herbs, Chris. No, I'm kidding. Speaking of herbs, let's talk about some really, really beneficial herbs. Let's talk about chalk. Male vitality stack, fellas. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days naturally. I know, believe me, I know. It's the same here in Texas. I know there's a new low-T clinic on every corner, and they tell you you can come on in and just get an injection every other day, and you'll be doing fine. Do you really think that that is good for you? Or if you could take natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in 90 days, do you think that might be a better route to go for yourself, for your health? Do you understand how much healthier you are with higher testosterone levels? Ladies, they have a female vitality stack too. Again, natural herbal supplements, and they have subscriptions 35% off. That is huge. I don't know how long they're going to be offering subscriptions 35% off, but it's 35% off the lifetime of the subscription, and you cancel anytime. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription. And don't stop there. You'll see they have endless different options for you, and they lay it all out. The research they put into this stuff is intense. It's good, and it's good for you. Stop the injections. Stop the big pharma filth, huh? Go natural. Natural. Here's Janet Yellen.
Can you explain how inflation got so high? Because 2 years ago, everything seemed fine. Even in 2021, and you and other members of the administration believed that inflation was a small risk. What happened, simply and clearly?
That's a challenge.
That is, yeah.
So we had a rapid recovery from the pandemic when President Biden was elected.
I just want to just pause here for a second. She's about to give Biden credit for this. Rapid recovery when it comes to COVID. As soon as they stopped locking down the economy got better. What a surprise. So every time you hear Joe Biden talk about, well, the rapid recovery and the new jobs and everything else. Well, when you stop telling businesses that they have to shut down, miraculously the economy gets better. All right, you know what? I can't get distracted by this. I have to focus on what's important, and that's me. And your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'm finally going to answer this ESG one. Give me just a second. I don't know when
that road turned on. The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.